Order delivery performance metrics. Effective communication with customers includes order delivery performance metrics. Some organizations choose to make these measurements by functional area. As an example, purchasing, production, and distribution would have their own sets of measures. The challenge is that these measures often conflict. Another approach is to measure order performance delivery based on integrated supply chain metrics. This is a best practice. An organization's ability to meet the customer service level requirements is directly related to the performance of the supply chain. Strong supply chain metrics can increase the chances for success by aligning all providers and processes within the supply chain. The SCORE-DS model provides an integrated set of supply chain metrics. The SCORE-DS metrics assume that order delivery depends on integrated supply chain management processes to satisfy customer demand. Delivery-related metrics primarily fall into the resilience and economic categories. Some applications might also need to reference environmental metrics in the sustainability category. There are three key performance attributes in the resilience category: reliability. This attribute category focuses on the quality of the product and service. For delivery reliability, it is measured using perfect customer order fulfillment. This metric demonstrates the degree to which a supplier is able to serve its customers within the promised delivery time. Perfect order fulfillment is calculated as follows. A perfect order is delivered on time, use the customer's definition of on time, in full, in the correct condition, to the correct place, with correct documentation. The first row of Exhibit 3-9 shows Level 2 reliability metrics along with which of the seven rights of logistics, right, product/service, quantity, condition, placed, time, customer, and cost, each satisfies. Note that right cost is addressed later under the cost metrics. Responsiveness. Responsiveness focuses on the average cycle time a manufacturer requires to respond to and deliver customer orders. Responsiveness is calculated using customer order fulfillment cycle time, RS1.1, which is calculated as. The second row of Exhibit 3-9 shows Level 2 responsiveness metrics. Agility. Agility metrics evaluate the ability of a supply chain to deal reliably with supply and demand shocks in the near and long term. Operational supply chain agility is calculated as. The final row of Exhibit 3-9 shows Level 2 agility metrics. Within the economic category of performance attributes, order delivery performance metrics may relate primarily to cost. Cost. The supply chain cost attribute includes CO1.1 total supply chain management cost and CO1.2 cost of goods sold. Of interest to order delivery include ensuring the right cost was charged to the customer, which is captured in subsets of CO1.1. CO2.1 order management cost. Per error metrics related to CO3.2 create customer order, CO3.3 order entry and maintenance, or other level 3 metrics. When measuring order performance delivery, it may not all be positive. If there is poor performance, the situation needs to be examined more closely. One of the causes of poor delivery performance metrics may be the environment. Below is a list of potential causes to consider by environment type: make to stock, material capacity. Make to order, machine and or labor hours. Assemble to order, lack of raw materials or components. Engineer to order, lack of available components or subcomponents. Retail environment for consumers, stocking schedule, shipments delayed, installation schedule delays, or lack of parts or equipment needed for installation. Attaining acceptable delivery performance is the most significant manufacturing challenge faced by many organizations. However, customer metrics are not only about delivery. They also include asset management, cash-to-cash cycle time and return on fixed assets, and benchmarking information. Cash-to-cash cycle time measures the efficiency of the use of assets, fixed and working capital, on a cross-functional basis by planning, procurement, manufacturing, and distribution. Return on fixed assets measures the effectiveness of the manufacturer in generating revenues from its capital investment in fixed assets.